Wednesday, November 11th. The day began with Mary Ellen Monroney coming in and us discussing chintzes, Melinda's and Lucy's room, that Mary Ellen, bless her heart, had found with so much effort. It was easy to decide on Lucy's because she had put her little foot down and said this one and this one only. Fortunately, it was a pretty fortuny. Linda's took a little longer. Then there were hours and hours of just desk work. Letters, secretaries, decisions. And then, the nice part of the day began. Really, something I enjoyed tremendously. I went to D.C. General Hospital to visit the children's ward, to fill an engagement that Mrs. Kennedy had made some weeks ago and had asked me to keep. I took Lucy and Beth Jenkins with me, and we had baskets of toys to distribute among the children. People were lined up out front. Dr. Schultz was the head man, and his assistant, Dr. Madigan, and the nice head of all the nurses, Mrs. Jenkins. They took us in. We went from floor to floor, and I noticed over my shoulders the faces of so many familiar Washington News girls. I missed them. I like them. And always the TV and the radio was getting in there trying to get a good picture. There are about 110 children in the children's ward of this vast establishment. We actually saw, I would say, we went to a girl's bedroom, a boy's bedroom, the solarium, and then a rehabilitation center. Each one, I handed out a toy and said a word to the child, and sometimes I got a real sweet little smile, and at one moment there was a little girl who rose up with great dignity and considerable poise and said, speaking to all the children of the hospital, she wanted to give me a Christmas present, and would she respectfully ask that I open it now. Our long-time favorite friends came for dinner. all time advances in it. Dr. Talmadge and Betty is so pretty and capable, and she's most about 30 pounds and looks adorable. Dr. Smathers with his sleek patrician profile, and I think he perhaps is much more familiar with this place than any of us. Charlotte Brooks looking so fresh and young and pretty. Jack Valenti, of course. And me too, so talking about when and what the Congress might be. The tax bill, chiefly. The problem. All in all, particularly because of the visit to the General Hospital, and because in the evening I had a chance to sit quietly with people I love and value, I thought it was a good day.
The main things that bothered me about it was that recurring call from Senator Russell's and the awareness that the adrenaline in London's blood, which had kept him going at such a terrific